tobacco companies remain tied up in hundreds of court fights with sickened smokers or families who've lost loved ones to cancer and heart disease. The main defense these days is that smokers always were aware of the dangers. And to back up this controversial claim, tobacco companies enlist dozens of academics as expert witnesses who may keep quiet about their side job. WPLN's Blake Farmer investigated and found that among the professors moonlighting for tobacco companies is one of the most prominent administrators at Vanderbilt University.
Professor John Geer stares straight ahead with an iced coffee at his side, reading glasses perched on his nose. A court reporter swears him in.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
It's late October 2014. Geer's deposition, obtained by WPLN, is being videotaped in an office building near Vanderbilt's campus. Off camera is a Nashville attorney for Leif Cabraser.
My name's Kenny Bird, and I represent the plaintiff in this case.
The plaintiff is a widow, arguing that her husband's bladder cancer was caused by his smoking since he was a kid, as much as 3 packs a day. Tobacco companies use what's been dubbed the common knowledge defense, arguing that people have known since the 50s that smoking was bad for them and did it anyway. Geer applies his polling expertise to reinforce that claim. One of Bird's goals is to discredit Geer, who was then vice provost at Vanderbilt, so he starts by getting him to say who he's working for.
Dr. Geer, you understand that the expert work that you are doing in this case and all these cases are on behalf of the cigarette industry.
I understand, for instance, on behalf of Philip Morris. I understand.
Okay.
Geer did not respond to WPLN's multiple requests for comment, but in the deposition says he's been working on cases since 2004. He was approached about the job by a Kansas City law firm that represents tobacco companies, Shook, Hardy & Bacon. Court documents show he's been active at least through last summer, just before he was promoted to Vanderbilt's Dean of Arts and Science. His academic expertise isn't tobacco or public health. In court documents, he says it's polling. Geer started the Vanderbilt poll.
I have studied a lot of polls, and I'm confident in my opinion about the public being broadly aware of the dangers of smoking by the mid-1950s. The data are rock solid clear.
Like many professors who provide this kind of testimony, he cites a poll taken by Gallup in 1954. It indicates 90% of Americans had heard smoking could cause lung cancer.
Gallup is the gold standard. They are an amazing polling organization.
But 20 years ago, Gallup's editor-in-chief told the tobacco industry to stop using this poll to say everyone knew smoking was bad for them. Gallup argues that experts overlook other polling from the same time that indicate people may have heard about the danger of smoking, but they didn't necessarily believe it.
A review of historical Gallup surveys suggests that there was, in fact, a high degree of public doubt and confusion about the dangers of smoking in the 1950s and 60s. Did I read that correctly?
That's what it says.
That's true, isn't it, Dr. Geer?
No.
Okay, so these people that work with Gallup, they're just wrong?
I have my opinions, which I stand by, and I'm happy to engage those opinions.
This dispute is where researchers who study the history of public health in their day jobs cry foul. They point out that beyond the confusion about the dangers of smoking, doctors were also endorsing certain cigarette brands as healthier.
According to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
This is another world.
Robert Proctor is a historian at Stanford University. He criticizes experts who claim everyone knew smoking could kill them.
They erase history by acting as if the things we know today have always been known.
Proctor does his own work in tobacco litigation, but on the other side of cases as an expert witness for the dead and dying smokers. He's been so irritated by his academic colleagues that part of a book he's written about the rise and fall of the cigarette business names professors known to be working with the industry. He notes that most of them have never published any research on the topic.
Because that would expose their thoughts to peer review. Experts often don't even put it down on their CVs, their resumes. It's absent.
For John Geer at Vanderbilt, his 17-page CV includes a lengthy list of national media appearances and the institutions that have invited him to give a guest lecture, but it mentions nothing about his work as an expert witness.
If I'd publish something from this, I'd list it.
During the 2014 deposition, Geer says the work has comprised 25% of his income in some years.
What people have you told the research that you're doing?
Friends and colleagues.
At Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
Like who?
Well, I don't want to mesh, you know, friends and stuff into this.
Geer says in the deposition he has disclosed to the university that he consults with the law firm that pays him $300 an hour, but he adds he's never been asked to explain on forms what the work entails. Vanderbilt's conflict of interest policy states professors need to be sufficiently detailed about outside work so the university can decide if the work aligns with its mission. School officials declined to comment, citing a blanket policy not to talk about personnel matters. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.
We've got more on this, including one of John Geer's expert reports, on our website, WPLN.org.